Procrastinators all over the U.S. are still shopping for gifts, but some Christians in Tibet already celebrated their holiday a week and a half ago. Commentator Anne McBride Norton visited one remote village in the Himalayas where they celebrated an early Christmas Mass because that was the only time a priest would be available during the season.
The morning sounds of the village announced the arrival of Christmas Day. As stars recede with the coming of first light, the classic steeple of the elegant stone church begins to emerge against its mountain backdrop. The mist-covered vineyards trick the eye to appear as lines of worshippers starting out early for morning mass. Dried corn and grain stacked against houses, and bright orange persimmons growing on leafless branches against fallow fields complete the perfect pastoral scene of a Catholic Christmas morning. I awaken in this remote Tibetan village of Tsichong, buried deep in the eastern wave of the Himalayas, a village where 25,000-foot mountains tower overhead and the Mekong River rushes by aqua clear over boulder-studded rapids. Villagers walk to the church this Christmas morning not in lines but in groups, drawn to the rising voices inside praying and chanting, welcoming the birth of Christ with ancient Tibetan melodies sounding off cold stone walls. Old women arrive first, their heads wrapped in the bright magenta turbans traditional to this Tibetan region of China's Yunnan province. Next come weathered men in broad-brimmed felt hats, then the younger people follow. Women with thick black braids wrapped on their heads, their primary colored skirts long to the floor. Some with babies strapped on their backs and surrounded by excited children of all ages. Entering in silence, they dip their hands in holy water, make the sign of the cross as they genuflect, then join their voices and divide themselves as they have for generations, men on the right of the church, women on the left. The story of how this distant Tibetan outpost became filled with enduring Christian faith began nearly 150 years ago when the Foreign Mission of Paris sent French priests to spread the gospel in the Tibetan plateau, then a feudal kingdom where foreigners were constantly attacked by brigands. They faced opposition from the start. Arsonists burned churches and priests were killed. Still, more came. In Tsichong, priests established a school and seminary and a hospital to tend the sick. They planted grapes and barley brought from Europe. Robust vineyards from those first cuttings still dot the Tsichong hillsides, and grapes planted in the churchyard are used to produce the communion wine. In 1875, priests designed Tsichong's fine European stone church that took 12 years to build. Its ceilings painted with Chinese symbols mixed with Chinese and Tibetan iconography.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Much of this story I learned from 66-year-old Liu Wenzheng as we sit on small stools in his warm kitchen. A picture of Jesus surrounded by writing of traditional Chinese poetry hangs over his hearth. As a boy, Mr. Liu was their star student until the priests were forced to leave the country in 1949. More than five decades later, he still remembers what he learned then. Prompted only by an 1874 hymnal written in Tibetan that he pulls from the back of his bookcase. Today, a priest comes to Tsichong only once or twice a year. But each Sunday, the faithful fill the church to sing and pray together. But this day is special. The calendar reads December 15th, but today is Christmas in Sejong, because Father Tao, a priest from the distant town of Dali, has come for his winter visit. Hundreds of parishioners crowd the church to confess their sins and receive the sacraments, and sing songs of thanks and praise. Traditional Tibetan melodies mixed in with hymns learned more recently and familiar to Western ears. Sejong's Catholics gravely make their way one by one to the front of the church to confess their sins in their Tibetan language, which Father Tao does not understand. "I listen," he explains, "but it is God who understands and forgives." This Christmas stands in stark contrast to the many years after 1949 when church services were banned and the priests sent packing to their home countries. Catholic nuns like Ma Li, a small Tibetan woman now 83, were forced to leave their calling and return to everyday village life. During the Cultural Revolution, the church was defaced. Statues smashed and the Chinese and Tibetan inscriptions angrily scraped off the stone. Because it served as a school in the daytime and a meeting room for struggle sessions in the evening, the church itself was not destroyed. One inscription was left untouched because the Red Guard simply could not understand the writing. Today, that Latin phrase is still emblazoned over the door, inviting those who labor and are heavy laden to enter here. With China's political reforms, the church in Sejong was reopened in the 1980s, and the faithful began to return, first in a trickle, then in increasing numbers, still filled with the spirit that had not been crushed over those long, dry decades. As alleluias fill the church and the statue of the Virgin Mary shines in the dim candlelight, I am filled to overflowing with the Christmas spirit and the mystery of enduring faith.
Anne McBride Norton lives and writes in China.